family, maybe even your children. So they are my priority, but the education is the most priority to look at first, as I don't mind spending my last cent for their education. Exactly what I said. Because you tell yourself, like, it's fine, I'm doing it for my they're my children, why not? Or you want the stretchy toy, like my son does now. Now it's 300 something, now I must buy some stretchy toy, just so he can stretch it. Come on. No. These kids. No, guys, come on. At some point, you must be willing to buy something nice for yourself. Linde, Loa Malindi, it's just last week. Let us know what you bought for yourself, Linde, Loa. I mean, it isn't the question, too. I get it. Simpiro and Tuli, it's just today an OTT voucher to try and cripple Ubanban. A betting platform. I hope you don't get crippled yourself while trying to cripple them. Share with us again on @RiseFM943 on Facebook. Big or small, something nice you bought yourself recently. There must be something, man. Yay. Even the one thing that you think it doesn't really count, that thing that you recently bought yourself, that's the one we want you to share with us on 072-885-7702. Yes, the multi-award winning DJ Zinhle. It's my Raza on Rise FM Lunch. All right, so I'm excited to see your comments on what you recently bought yourself. It's so crazy, guys. It's not fair. It's honestly not fair because we get into the swing of things, of doing things for people. You know, we are kinder to others when we should be kind to ourselves first. You know, you want to buy this thing, ne? But you're like, let me put it off here, and then maybe in the next 3 months. You're even able to say, not now, Lili. In the next 3 months, if something else does not come up. But then let me buy this other person this thing that they want now, before what you want, so you come second, which is not fair. Honestly, we're not being kind enough to ourselves. But be honest, you're sharing with me. If at all you manage to get something very nice for yourself, that's something you've been meaning to buy, maybe something big, like a whole bed. Do not take for granted the power of sleep, ne? On a very, very comfortable bed. If you recently bought yourself a bed, shout out to you, man.
As I speak to you right now, the Rise FM Creative Department is working on ways to carry your message to the hearts and minds of the people of Mpumalanga. This is the market you need to talk to. Email sales@risefm.co.za or visit risefm.co.za for more information and contact detail. And if you're wondering if radio advertising still works, the very fact that you're wondering is proof that it does.
So I've got your voice notes. You can send yours 072-885-7702. Something you recently bought yourself. Or have you fallen victim of doing things for others and not so much for yourself? Huh?
Good afternoon, Lily.
Hey, baby.
So, I haven't bought myself something nice in a while. Because every time I think of buying something nice, I think of the kids. Mm. The kids are more important, I guess. But, no. Haven't bought myself something in a while. I should really close my eyes and then do it. This is Pumla Mbila from Bethal. Thank you.
Pumla, it's almost also as if we're trying to prove to the world that we love our kids. You know what I mean? Like, this is something to show that I actually love my child. You know you love your child. You know you love your child. And it would take nothing for me to sit down with your kid and say, dude, I'm not going to buy you everything you ask for. It's not going to happen. Let's try and learn how to handle money. Because now me constantly buying you things that you want is teaching you a very, very, very bad habit and ethic. You don't need that in your life. You're also doing more harm to your kids than you think. If you're just hoying whatever, it's mama, can I get a brand new sneaker of what my friend has it? And then you buy. Mama, I want a stretchy toy. And then you buy. I actually recently had to tell my son, I'm not going to buy you this stretchy toy that costs a ridiculous 300 rand. I'm only going to buy it on your birthday. Now at least he's excited and he's looking forward to his birthday. He knows he will get the stretchy toy on his birthday. And I mean, that saves me money ultimately because I don't have to buy random things. Now he has a present list, this and this and this, and I'm only going to get it on